Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get to bring one of our top social media experts back on the show, our good friend Kathy Perry. That's Kathy with a K. Kathy is the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success and one of the smartest ladies I know, one of the smartest people I know when it comes to social media. And she's here to with some new information, some new stuff that you and I need to know about. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be on your show today.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Hey, Kathy, 3 to 4 years ago when social media we still weren't sure if it was going to be a fad or not. It was certainly a craze. But you know, it was still up in the air whether it was going to, it was catching on, but was it going to last? You know, was it going to be a hula hoop or an iPad, right? And so I said in those days two things. I said, folks, it's not going to be a fad. It's a craze, but it's not going to be a fad. It's going to last. But be careful making a commitment to these other platforms, the platforms that other people own, because even though they'll let you come and play in their backyard, you will play by their rules, and they will change those rules, and you may set your business up to be successful under this week's rules, and next week, if they change those rules, it could hurt your business. Just be careful.
That's true.
And I think that was pretty good advice 4 years ago, don't you?
It's still advice today.
It's good advice today.
So
what's Facebook doing? Facebook's a classic example of this, isn't it?
Well, and Facebook obviously is always making changes, but because they are so massive and so huge, they are a big, big target for a lot of things, a lot of nasty stuff that goes on, and phishing accounts, hacked accounts, malware accounts, so
right.
A lot of things going on there. And, you know, I think that the caution that I like to share with anybody using that, and especially in a small business, is that you need to pay attention to these posts on your wall or these chat messages you might get that are suspicious looking.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to click on everything in Facebook. I had it happen just to my account yesterday where someone had, been hijacked. One of my friends I was connected with had been hijacked.
Mm.
And there was a very suspicious email from the friend that said, you know, it had a lot of misspellings in it.
Oh,
it
yeah.
had, yeah, like, you're all over YouTube with this video. You've
oh,
got
yeah.
to see it. You know,
I get those in a lot of different platforms.
Right. Those are definitely not things you want to click on. And so Facebook has a section now where you can report to them that you may have received one of these posts from a friend who may have been hacked. So it says something like that
mm-hmm.
when you're going through and saying you want to report it.
It's hard to believe that you know, years ago, who would have, nobody ever thought that Facebook would be a place that you get hacked. We always thought that it would be through email, right? But as it turns out, it's the same kind of threat, isn't it?
It is. And so what happened to me, when I reported it to Facebook, they suspended my account.
Right.
now we come
full circle to what I said in the beginning.
Yes. That's right. And so I had to then verify my information and who I was and make sure and change my password and do all of that to get my account back, because I was just reporting something that looked suspicious on my
site.
That'll
teach you.
Yes. I was like, oh, no. I was attacked.
Yeah.
But they're just being cautious. And actually, they just released a new reporting system that would prevent the service from scammers.
So what's the lesson here, Kathy? Should people not even report this? Should they just leave it alone and let it go? What's your experience? What do you think?
I definitely want to make sure they delete it. I had one friend who they said, well, I'm just going to leave it there. The problem is if you just leave it there, then you're potentially infecting everyone else that might click on it.
Right, just delete it.
And if you feel,
you know, you really want to do the Katy Perry thing to do, just report them and see what happens. Good luck with that, too,
see
by
what
the
happens
way.
To
Quick
you.
Break, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.